Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller attended the opening session of a logistics hub symposium staged by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce last week. In her keynote address, the Prime Minister stressed that the government's decision to develop the logistics hub is based on detailed studies and global trends and developments. Mrs. Simpson Miller said ports are evolving from simply being gateways to international trade to becoming an integral element in global supply chain and logistics industries. And with the expansion and modernization of the Panama Canal, additional maritime traffic will be rerouted through the Caribbean by 2015. The Prime Minister says while Jamaica is strategically placed to benefit from the expansion, more is required to effectively compete as a leading transshipment hub.
The Logistics Hub Initiative is aimed at clustering global logistics firms along with their suppliers in specially designated industrial complexes or special economic zones. The idea is that goods produced in these zones will be transported to global markets using Jamaica's transportation infrastructure, in this case, our ports and airports.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also used the opportunity to assure that jobs will be available for local workers in the upcoming Global Logistics Hub initiative. The comment follows concerns that jobs in the hub will be taken by foreign workers.
As currently envisaged, there's a role for everyone. The foreign investors or local investors, small and micro enterprise sector, professionals through the provision of services such as legal and accounting, and of a skilled and semi-skilled workers.
The Prime Minister noted that persons must ensure they have the requisite training in their respective fields to secure placements. Mrs. Simpson Miller officially opened the Yalas Agro Park in St. Thomas last week. Farming has already started in the park, with some 22 acres of onion now under production.
I implore the farmers of Yalas to make good use of this facility, as well as the infrastructure we will be putting in place under the AgroPark program. You're all well poised to make a significant contribution to your welfare, to the nation's food security, to rural development, and to the overall growth and prosperity of Jamaica land we love.
During the visit, the Prime Minister also commissioned a $395 million irrigation facility into service. The project will benefit farmers in the communities of Phillips Field, Hearties, and Norris.
The commissioning of this project today is meant to restore the Yalas Valley to its former productive state and to serve as a major boost to rural development.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also assured that phase two of the project is being conceptualized to address the irrigation needs of adjoining communities. And the Women's Center Foundation's Adolescent Mothers Program has been recognized as a model for countries grappling with the issue of teen pregnancy. This according to the 2013 United Nations Population Fund UNFPA's State of the World Population publication, Motherhood in Childhood, Facing the Challenge of Adolescent Pregnancy. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner welcomed the news, noting that the report's specific reference of the program is an important recognition of the work being done by the Women's Center Foundation. The UNFPA report noted that during the 2011 to 2012 school year, the Women's Center Foundation facilitated the continuing education of 1,400 adolescent mothers. The report also noted that the foundation was effective in helping students complete their secondary education, as more than half were successfully reintegrated into the formal education system. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.